This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
So, Brian Koberger, if found guilty, could face more than just life in prison. He could actually face a firing squad. That's some of the new information that is coming out of Idaho and the legislature there as they try to figure out how to handle their death penalty situation, because they have lethal injection, but the problem is they can't get the ingredients. They even had to cancel a execution last year because, you know, Rick went down to the Costco and they just didn't have the lethal injection stuff right next to the chicken wings. So it's actually a thing. It's a problem for prisons to get this, which is, I don't know, that seems to be a little bizarre. I can't imagine this is something used in mass quantity, but maybe that's why it's difficult to get it, because it's not produced in any sort of regular fashion, if you will, which is probably a good thing. You don't want to have that stuff go to the wrong hands. Although I'm sure like Drano would probably work similar to what they've been using in the last many lethal injection cases. Have you seen all these? There's been so many where they do the lethal injection and it doesn't quite work all the way. And the person sits there in a comatose, or not even a comatose state, but just a state where they are still alive and conscious, but this stuff is doing horrible things to them. And one could argue, depending on how horrible the human being is, it's earned the death penalty. Well, maybe they deserve it. But at the same point, too, when you end up looking back on some of the cases where it's like, well, that person has ended up being exonerated because of DNA evidence, maybe they shouldn't have gone through that. I don't know. The lethal injection thing, it just seems, unless you're going to do it right, maybe find a better way, more humane, I would think. That's what they're kind of looking at. Obviously, in Moscow, Idaho, the four young college students, Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Bogan, Ethan Chapin, and Zana Kernodle, brutally murdered on the night of November 13th by who we don't know, but the accusation is against 28-year-old Brian Koberger. Prosecutors are weighing whether to pursue the death penalty in the case. The new bill has been introduced by Republican state lawmaker Representative Bruce Skoog. That could potentially change and pave the way here for the way that they serve justice there in the Gem State. It would bring back that use of the firing squad as a legal form of execution, in addition to lethal injection. The proposed change in the law has implications for Koberger because his potential sentence could be determined by the outcome of this bill. And so, as the case against Koberger moves forward, the fate of capital punishment in Idaho remains uncertain. The heart of the change in this issue of lethal injection is acquiring, like I said, the chemicals necessary for the method that's become increasingly difficult to find. Even in November of last year, I mentioned this earlier, Idaho Department of Corrections was forced to cancel the scheduled execution of Gerald Pizzuto Jr. when it could not obtain the right ingredients. And no, they can't just run down to Dollar General and get Drano. Rep Skoog, who chairs the Idaho House Judiciary Rules and Admissions Committee, believes that the use of firing squad could be more humane in the bill. The Idaho Department of Corrections must determine if lethal injection is an available method within 5 days of death and that death warrant being issued. If not, the IDOC may elect to use a firing squad instead. Can you imagine being on death row and they're sitting there going, well, you might be dying this way in 5 days, or you might be dying that way. At that point, maybe you just made your peace and you're ready, whatever. I honestly don't know. I think I would prefer, if you had to pick a way to go, I think the bullet to the head might be the easiest and the quickest. I don't know. Never been shot before, so I can't really speak to it. While the bill doesn't specify how many firearms should be used or what type, it does state that the procedures for the execution would be determined by the director of the IDOC. Skoog pointed out other states like Utah, which have brought back the use of firing squad due to their inability to obtain lethal injection chemicals. The firing squad, it was legal up until not that long ago. In 09 is when it went away. It was legal from 82 to 2009 when the legislature removed it as an option, leaving lethal injection as the only legal form of execution. It's an effort to make it easier to acquire the chemicals for lethal injection, but then that turned out not to be so easy. Last year, the legislature passed a bill allowing any company or pharmacy that provided the chemicals with anonymity. So if you want to do a little side hustle and make lethal injection drugs, you can do it and nobody's going to know. Hopefully it's, maybe that's been part of the issue where they're doing the lethal injections and it's not quite working right because they authorized Bill, who's got a little lab in the back of his trailer, and he's making those chemicals for you. And I can't imagine that's how it goes, but you know, stranger things have happened. The new bill has sparked heated debate in Idaho, with some arguing that the use of a firing squad is inhumane, while others believe it's more just form of punishment. Public hearing on the bill going to be held soon in the Judiciary Rules and Administration Committee. And the outcome could have those far-reaching implications for the fate of capital punishment in Idaho. So, as the wheels of justice continue to turn for Brian Koberger, the alleged murderer, the question of how the state will actually serve out all of this is still somewhat of a question. Will it be lethal injection? Will it be firing squad once again brought back to the Gem State? Will it all go away altogether? Only time will tell, but one thing's for certain, the brutal slayings of the four young college students, they sparked a conversation about the very essence of justice in Idaho.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. You can even call and express your opinion. We'd love to hear your voice. 888-5-KILLER. 888-554-5537 is the phone number. You can also join our discussion group. The link is in the episode description of this episode. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.